veterans say they've been getting sick. They believe the culprit is open burn pits, used by the military during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. A class-action lawsuit against Houston-based military contractor Kellogg Brown & Root was thrown out this summer. That has people wondering what to do next. TPR's Carson Frame reports.
Army Reserve Captain Leroy Torres will never forget it. The 10-acre plot of land full of burning garbage about a mile from his sleeping quarters at Balad Air Base in Iraq.
You see plastics, tires, batteries, containers of fluid, no telling what it was, solvents, medical waste. You see those red medical bags from the hospital that were just being tossed in the fire.
It doesn't matter. If it comes out your room, if it comes off your body, if it comes out your body, go down there and light it ablaze.
That's Staff Sergeant Jeremy Daniels. He was at Balad, like Torres, in the early 2000s. At its height, the pit burned about 200 tons of trash each day. They say the smoke was overwhelming. It stuck to people's clothes, filled their lungs, got in their eyes.
It was a cloud. You wore it. If you walked around on that post, you smelled like it. It is the most horrid sulfuric smell you have ever freaking smelled.
There are times where I remember one time clearly I couldn't even see the road 6 feet in front of me.
Soon after they arrived at Balad, Torres and Daniels both got sick. Torres started coughing up a black mucus that military doctors called Iraqi crud. It was the result, they said, of his body getting used to the environment in country. Daniels developed a weeping rash on his lower extremities that didn't resolve for months. The skin sloughed off and bled. Doctors suggested that he was allergic to his laundry soap. Then he developed a neurological disorder called fourth nerve palsy.
I walk to work and my left eye goes up and to the right while I'm still trying to look forward. I end up with the worst drunken double vision I've ever seen. I hadn't had a drink in months.
The issues got worse after returning home. Daniel's neurological problems escalated. He now has to use a wheelchair. Torres was diagnosed with an untreatable and often fatal lung injury. He's no longer able to run. He says he experiences memory loss, swelling in his legs, blood in his urine. Both men were medically retired from their jobs, and they both blame the burn pits for their health problems. In the late 2000s, the VA saw an influx of disability claims related to burn pits. Kerry Baker was the chief of legislative and policy staff for the VA's compensation service at that time. He now works as a VA appellate practitioner.
Claims being filed by veterans for disabilities related to those burn pits and other exposures were increasing. VA had to come to the terms that, you know, they didn't have any real policy instruction for its, you know, thousands of adjudicators out in the field on how to process those claims.
To fix that, Baker helped publish a VA training letter on potential environmental hazard incidents, including burn pits. The letter cites air sampling results collected from Balad Air Base in 2007. A swath of carcinogenic chemicals and dioxins was released when trash burned. One of them is similar to Agent Orange, the defoliant that made soldiers sick in Vietnam. Captain Torres's wife, Rosie, has a copy. She takes it along to all of her husband's doctor's appointments.
You can go to a VA and they're like, what are you talking about, burn pits? Even the staff. So when you take this letter to a doctor at the VA, they don't know what you're talking about. Not even the environmental coordinators know what you're talking about.
Kerry Baker says that's disappointing.
That tells me that beyond that letter, VA has not done anything since then to really educate its people on the subject.
The VA's official stance on burn pit exposures is blunt. At this time, it says, research does not show evidence of long-term health problems from exposure to burn pits. But researching this and isolating the cause of a given ailment is challenging. Soldiers are exposed to everything from sandstorms to fires to IED explosions. Many veterans struggle to document their burn pit exposures in a way that leads to VA compensation. Some are told that their symptoms are psychosomatic. Jeremy Daniels believes it all adds up to denial.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to say the Army and the VA. No, they want to create their own narrative to what's wrong with people.
2017 has been a year of setbacks for those who were exposed to the burn pits. The Texas legislature failed to pass a bill to create a statewide burn pit registry to collect and share health data from affected veterans. In July, a federal judge dismissed a class action lawsuit against Kellogg Brown & Root, the contractor in charge of the burn pit at Balad. He said that the company acted on behalf of the U.S. military and couldn't be held liable for soldiers' sicknesses. Leroy Torres was part of that lawsuit. His wife says that if KBR isn't going to be held responsible,
then the federal government should step up and take care of these soldiers that are dying.
The Torreses have funneled their frustrations into a nonprofit called Burn Pits 360, which acts as a source of information and support for vets. Jeremy Daniels has sought out different VA hospitals and tried to get the support of political advocates.
Nobody wants to listen. I've called the White House, I called our governor, two different congressmen here in Texas, because all these people coming home and becoming sick, now it's time to say, they have to own up to what the hell they've done to us.
For now, though, the path forward is mostly smoke and mirrors. Carson Frame, Texas Public Radio News.